We're visiting with Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, a 50-0 win over Crest on Friday night. You had to make some adjustments, and you played the game up in Council Grove. And just what'd you like about the win on Friday night?
Well, I really like the way that our guys responded last week in practice. You know, like we talked last week, Crest was going to, you know, they scored 72 points the week before, and they do some unusual things. We knew we would face some challenges, but, man, our guys really had a great week of preparation. And, you know, the move to Council Grove, you know, it was different. It changed the schedule, but, you know, everybody handled it really well. And, you know, we started the game off with a bang with Guthrie Danford getting a pick there on the first play. And, you know, it was kind of downhill from there. We just kept it rolling.
Wyatt Griffin threw for 139 yards and two touchdowns. He also had two on the ground with 78 yards on six carries. He's got to be adjusting pretty well now, being your starting quarterback.
Yeah, you know, Wyatt continues to grow into that role. You know, he threw the ball really well, and he's thrown it well, you know, a couple weeks in a row now. And you know, still we had one little error in the, you know, I think it was the second quarter. You know, he threw an interception. But, you know, really, you know, for a sophomore, second start, yeah, he's coming along great. And his rushing, you know, continues to improve. And, you know, as everybody knows, in our offense, you know, the quarterback run game has got to be a big part of what we do. And so, you know, as that aspect continues to grow, it should make us more dangerous as the year goes on.
And I did see Tag Groh had a one-handed pick as well.
No, it was a fantastic play. You know, that guy is just he's an electric athlete. You know, he is a playmaker. You know, he sometimes, you know, we sometimes catch him struggling a little bit in the mundane, you know, the down in and down out. But when the game is on the line or there's a time to make a big play, that guy he's money.
And you talk about Guthrie Danford, three interceptions for you guys.
Yep. You know, Guthrie is a guy that, you know, he's stepping into a big role. You know, Mitch and Brock had been playing our linebackers together for 3 years. So, you know, Brock's got a new running mate. And, you know, I thought Guthrie played, you know, I don't know, 10 times better this week than the week before. And it was probably just because he felt, you know, the comfort of his second start and then a little confidence of that first interception. You know, Micah got in the quarterback's face, tipped the ball in the air, and Guthrie made a nice play on the ball, and you know, his night was off and running. But, yeah, he had a great evening. You know, three picks is that's a good evening for anybody.
We're visiting with Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, coach, you start a three-game road swing, and you go to Gosel coming up on Friday. What do you know about them?
Well, I'll tell you what I really like about them is that we're going to see a traditional offense and defense this week. So, you know, as far as preparation, I like that part of it. They are massive up front, though. You know, they have three guys that on their offensive line that we can't match, you know, size wise for sure. So I know that they're gonna pose some challenges, you know, with that, and that they, you know, they're going to get into a double tight set. They're going to run the ball downhill at us, and you know, a big challenge for us is we're going to have to stand up to that run game. And if we could do that, I think we could be successful, you know, stopping them. I don't think they're as talented as we are on the perimeter or as good as we are on the perimeter. So it's while we will look similar offensive defense wise, probably our attacks will be, you know, night and day different. You know, they're gonna try and run the ball behind their big guys, and we're gonna try and throw it over their head and get it to the perimeter. And you know, the team that executes the best, that'll be the team that comes out on top.
Yeah, coach, they're 0-2 to start the season, picking up a loss last week to Canton Galva, and they lost to Bennington in week one. So they're gonna be another test, especially just coming off a loss to Canton Galva.
Yeah, you know, anytime you play a desperate team at their place, you know, you have to know going in that you're going to get their best effort. So that'll be something we talk about. You know, we had success with against them last year on Friday night, and then on Monday night, you know, in the JV game. So, I mean, I think our guys are going to feel confident about going over there, but you know, you're going to want to play well early, or that team that hasn't tasted success, they're going to get it rolling, and you don't want them to hang around very long.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday night at Gosel, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right. Appreciate it, Dylan.
That is Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Griffin Real Estate on KVOE, live and local.